Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
I can't compete with you physically, and you're no match for my brains.
You're that smart.
Let me put it this way. Have you ever heard of Plato, Aristotle, Socrates?
Yes.
Morons.
Really?
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. Smarter than all three of those dudes, whoever they were, put together. I promise you're going to learn something. We don't know what the fuck it is, but yeah. That's okay. We have a new mind to educate.
Yes.
His name is
Henry. He's learning by osmosis.
Are we allowed to say his middle name? I don't even know it.
Why not? Grace, do you want to?
James.
Henry James Gillespie.
Mephisto in quotation marks.
Mephisto.
Oh, yeah. That when he becomes like a production assistant on a major film, that's going to be in quotes next to his middle name. It's going to be awesome. He is chugging away.
Yeah.
He's got his show fuel down.
I have a feeling we're probably going to need to do a refill on it.
He goes that quick, huh?
He'll suck through like 4 to 6 ounces sometimes in a sitting if he gets real hungry.
He's a hungry boy.
Yeah, so he'll drink like a full bottle, and that bottle was only half full.
Babies are efficient, dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So his eyes haven't changed color.
No, they've gone from a dark blue to kind of a steely gray blue, kind of like Teresa's.
Steely gray, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Where it's not like
don't look at me.
It's not like a dark indigo. It's more lightened up a bit more, which looks cool, and it looks different colors of blue or gray depending on the lighting. Like when he was born, his eyes were actually
perfect.
Similar color like my shirt. They were real dark blue.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
That's borderline purple.
So hard.
It's a dark navy.
When's the last time a kid was born with purple eyes? I know it's happened once. At least
I think
once.
It happens in anime. That's about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when that happens, you become the main character of the whole universe.
You know
right?
exactly who the main character is.
Who are you saying was born with purple eyes? Or,
I have no fucking idea. Okay. I just
somebody's got it. This
point. I mean, somebody.
It was like
maybe like a Roman emperor, like Nero or somebody.
Caligula. Mm.
Caligula. He had to have purple eyes. Come on.
Actually, on the Roman aspect, who is the main actress in Cleopatra? It was a 1950s movie.
Yeah, that was Cleopatra.
Oh, crap.
Dude.
Hepburn?
No.
Catherine? Cleopatra, 63.
Taylor?
Yeah, Elizabeth Taylor.
Oh my gosh, I totally just guessed.
Bam, that's it.
And didn't she supposedly have like purple eyes or something like that? It was like the rumor or myth or something like that.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Is it like Scott Farkas in Christmas Story having yellow eyes, but it's not really true?
Probably.
Purple eyes. Into the box we go. We learn things by typing into the mysterious box that we trust completely because why the hell not? It's the only oracle we have.
Border on worshiping at this point in modern society.
Live science. Did she really have purple eyes? Will be blah, blah. Thanks to colored contact lenses, anyone can have violet colored eyes these
days. Yes, thank you for padding your article.
Makeup can bring out colors. Eye color can...
Did they actually answer the goddamn question?
It's a good question. Never go to livescience.com.
That's a great question. Let me answer that question with another question.
Why are you here? Why are you blocking ads? Why aren't you giving us money? Don't you want to give us money?
No, you're not going to give me a fucking answer.
Give us an answer.
Let's see. I believe the answer is no, though, unfortunately.
It was just like
Henry also agrees that we need an answer.
It was just like color processing on the film or something like that.
Eyes with low levels of pigment appear blue in some extreme cases of albinism. Eyes appear red. Purple eyes due to albinism occur when the individual has just enough pigment to straddle between red and blue eyes so that the light reflecting off the irises appears violet
or
purple.
So if you're an albino with blue eyes, they might appear purple.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, you can. There's it's
double
not like,
jeopardy. We're fine.
It's not like albino is. You either are.
Albino is lack of pigment, but so are blue eyes.
True, but albino is a complete lack of pigment. So it's I think it's a sliding scale gradient. It's not like you're either Caliban or you're Usain Bolt. Or you're Nosferatu or whatever.
Right.
The scale actually goes from seal to seal's teeth. There you go. So we can definitely say he's not an albino, right?
He's definitely
got
teeth.
Red hair.
Okay, good.
Kinda
good. He's
red.
One of us. One of us.
I'm the only one. Well, Lucy and I are the only ones in the house with a soul.
God have mercy on your lack of soul.
We're outnumbered. We got two cats and two redheads.
Oh, God.
You know, yeah, the next solar
Drew,
eclipse,
if you ever need
I think
a place
you guys
to stay,
fight each other.
I'm not far away. I got a couch for you.
Fussy. Time for a refill, dude? The rum's all gone. I'm hey, sorry. Man. He's upset because the rum's gone.
Yeah, I'll go. I will return.
All right. All right. Drew is attending to his fatherly duties.
Yay.
Yay.
That's it's okay. I mean, it would be on camera, so I don't think.
Let's advertise that.
I can always put the lens cap on. Ladies and gentlemen, you should see Drew prepare a bottle. I swear to God, he did it in 30 seconds. It was crazy fast. It's like loading a gun for him. It's amazing.
He probably does it with as much precision too.
How is he at diaper changing though?
He's quite efficient.
Yeah.
Quite efficient.
Yeah. Cool.
It's so cute to see him as a dad.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
I say 10 out of 10. He's doing a good job. Mm-hmm. As far as my personal evaluation can go of being a parent.
It's hilarious to see my brothers become dads.
Yeah, what's that like?
They're exactly the same assholes that I've always known, except for they happen to have kids, and that's a horrifying thought.
Are they different around their kids?
No. Well, I mean, when you're playing with the kids, you got to like play with them like kids. You can't just look at them and be like, hey, cut the shit.
Because I feel like that's
but they do
how
that too,
you explain so. Your brothers to me. That's how they would act.
I mean, they still do that, but it's usually as a joke.
Uh-huh.
I mean, an infant and a 1.5-year-old aren't really going to understand.
No.
You ever considered the possibility that your brothers may be training their kids to be just as much of assholes to you as they were to you?
Well, I'm squashing that preemptively by being an asshole to them first. So.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Good.
Nice. Way to cut that.
Mutually assured destruction.
Mm-hmm. Cut that down.
It's a good way to
We're
go.
We're all going down together.
So they know who's boss.
Yeah. The kids have to know.
Yeah.
You could still kick them through a soccer goal.
Yes.
So.
From probably like 10 paces.
Probably.
Oh, my God.
That's just how the hierarchy works. If you're older than someone, you can automatically beat them up.
Even older doesn't really help that much. Bigger, though. I'm a lot bigger than this infant.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there are some cosmic forces that we don't understand that revolve around the numbers that indicate how long you've lived on this planet
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that may sway your ability to fight in the direction of your favor. Depending on the, what do you call it? The antagonists?
Yeah.
Numbers, too? Oh, hey, we got a guy on mic. He's hitting
Hello,
it.
Henry. What are your thoughts on the subject?
What's up, Henry?
I think he's lived it.
Aha. Oh.
Ooh, he got in like an
He looks
Alfred
like he's on his
Hitchcock
way out the door.
Look.
He's like, he's out.
He looks,
Oh my gosh, he smiled.
He's like, oh.
Yeah. That's Kirstie. Hello.
He looks kind of like Orson Welles when he had too much champagne that one time. Hey.
Efficiency, thy name is Drew.
I swear to how long was that? Like 90 seconds?
I think it was like
it's over.
I think it was 48.
So how do you know if it's warm enough if you can't put your elbow in it?
Feel it through the plastic bag.
That's it? Oh, sorry, I muted your mic. There we go.
Feel it through the plastic bag. It feels basically lukewarm.
Oh,
it's fine.
Okay.
It's a little cold.
It's not as warm as I thought
it's
it would
a little
be. Oh,
it's
shit.
Not supposed to be like hot chocolate.
Then how's he supposed to enjoy it?
Yeah.
Give the boy hot chocolate.
Provide nutrition.
Let him eat hot chocolate.
Oh, here's the thing. So I was
silly me. It's a lot clearer than I thought it would be.
Silly me, the non-parent, thought that next week with the show fund, I should get a new bottle of booze in here. Maybe we should get a hot plate in here so you don't got to keep running downstairs.
I mean, we could just bring our bottle warmer.
Oh, you got a portable thing?
You have a hot plate already?
No, it's basically just a hot plate with a plastic enclosure around it for a bottle. It's only maybe, I don't know, it's probably about the same size as that purse.
Cool. All right. Yeah, bring it in. Use my electricity.
Yeah, just need a little water and steam it up.
Or use electricity, free of charge.
Yep, that's how it's been for me this whole time. I don't really plan on raising the rates. Why would I? I'm not going to be that guy right now.
Oh, yeah?
Tell him, man.
Say it with your chest,
yeah,
boy.
He's probably got a burp.
He's upset about daylight saving time.
All hail.
Did it screw him up? I bet it did. And he didn't even realize it.
Not all that much. Babies don't really have a good sense of time. They're just like, I'm awake now. Oh, at 3 a.m.? Too bad.
I'm awake and I'm hungry and I got a shit.
No, there's been several times where it's like, I'll just go to bed at like 8 o'clock because I know I'm you know, odds are I might have to get up at 3 a.m. with him and watch Magnum P.I. until I go to work.
Dang.
And
I can't remember the last time I went to bed with a single digit at the left side of the colon on the clock.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. No, I mean, well, luckily he's actually been getting pretty decent about sleeping for a longer period, so we're not waking up every hour and a half with him being fussy.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's probably, he's probably just sleeping so often that he didn't notice this horrible thing that Ben Franklin did to us. Right. But yeah. Wait till next year.
Oh, he's gonna see God. It. And so, he's gonna be so mad.
So did he do that thing where he was like really chill for the first month and now he's
honestly,
he's... No, it's been kind of the opposite.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's almost easier now than it was initially.
Oh, okay.
Because he's not scratching his face off.
Stockholm Syndrome, that's what it is.
Well, he realized where he is, and he became comfortable with it.
And also, it's probably a portion of it's just getting used to him, right. And getting used to the noises he makes and the movements he does, and just reading that and seeing, oh, he needs this, rather than be like, oh my God, what do we do?
We're like, oh, he's... still alive.
Good to know you're out of the panic stage.
Or you're like, yeah. Oh.
Well, I think I'll always be in that way. It's who I am.
But yeah, he'll be like fussy and wiggling. You're like, well, you probably just need to poop. You're fine.
Anyways.
Yep. So,
yeah. We're not boring you all.
No, yeah, talking about our
child. No, we're good.
I brought it up.
I fucking asked you, didn't I?
This is our future right here.
Right? This is the future of the show. This is the next generation.
He's going to be my production assistant.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
And legally,
you can have him as an intern.
And yes.
Technically, according to the law, you can't pay them until they're 12 years old, because otherwise that'd be violating child labor laws.
That's true.
Yeah. Perfect.
And learn to appreciate hard work and finding intro clips.
Right?
He's going to have to watch a lot of 1980s movies, probably.
Oh, yeah. Think about
it. That's Renee need to do with
it. It's me. Come on.
Can you hear me?
Come on.
Yeah. He's going to watch plenty of 80s and 90s movies. Hear you.
It's all good.
Okay.
Is it falling down?
I can't hear me.
Maybe you're...
Are you turning it the wrong way, babe?
No.
I was saying, can you hear other people, Therese? Kind of. I just wonder if your headphones are down low.
No, it's not.
How's that? Bump you up.
Let's see. Yeah, that's better.
Behind the scenes. Hey!
Hey!
Talking with the words.
Anyway, shit, last time we left off, we were talking about Minecraft. Drew, what's your thoughts on Minecraft?
I have no idea. Yeah. I probably haven't played it in 2-3 years at least.
Oh, okay. So still after the beta times.
Yes,
dudes.
I paid a couple dollars to play it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a sucker.
Yeah. But I also, at the same time, I got a complete game rather than getting a partial game that was promised to get better later.
Like, they really promised that?
That's what a beta is.
Yeah. They're like, hey.
You're paying money for the promise that maybe they'll actually release a full game someday. Maybe.
Hey, the beta fucking rocked, though.
It was good. It was the rare exception to the rule. It wasn't like a Star Citizen
or
something like that.
You could burn down a forest in 30 seconds, and you didn't have to eat food. It was great. Love those times. Also, why the hell are there llamas in that goddamn game now? It got way too complicated. Get off my lawn, you fucking zoomers. Shit.
Zoomers.
Isn't that the new...
I don't know. No, boomers are the old people. Zoomers are the young people.
Yes, I love that.
It's the okay zoomer.
Okay boomers.
We got boomers, zoomers. And what do we call the Ys?
Umers.
No, that's stupid. What does that mean? That doesn't...
I think technically they're millennials.
Oh, okay. Star babies.
Star babies.
I still subscribe to the
The chosen ones.
You should be considered a millennial unless you were born in the new millennium.
Right? That's what I think.
But
yeah,
there's some metrics still say millennials started like 1989. It's like,
dude, I've seen like 82.
Yeah. Like, there's nothing between the boomers and the millennials in some people's minds.
All right, we're laying down the law right now. This is what it means forever. It's after the year 2000. You're a millennial.
Well, there's
the
boomers,
end.
X's, millennials, zennials.
Honestly,
I thought that was a flower.
Henry's a Z, I think.
Honestly, though,
Henry
is
the purest zoomer.
He's the last.
He's a post-millennial.
He's a post-millennial.
Give me a call when he can do the Fortnite dance.
No.
What's that fucking thing where
I'm
going to
buy him
floss?
His first fidget spinner.
He's going to dab.
He will know the pain of a belted... No, I'm kidding. No. My children won't floss. No.
This is a very serious question for
me.
They'll
never floss.
No.
Very serious question for me. Are you going to be protecting him from advertising?
I mean, as much as you can, realistically.
Like, how secret?
I know, but he has to be, like, a little bit aware of it, because then when he gets out on his own, he's going to be like, oh, sick, what a deal, and then he's just going to go buy it.
That's the thing, there's a difference between not exposing them to something and exposing to something in a healthy manner that they learn about it in a positive manner.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise he's going to be like a boomer watching an infomercial.
It's the difference between
gotta buy.
Kids sneaking alcohol out of mom and dad's liquor cabinet versus, you know, dad giving, you know, letting you have a beer at a barbecue because you eliminate the taboo and it's no longer this, you know, mysterious forbidden fruit that you now desire.
Oh, yeah. I fondly remember when I got a sip of champagne one New Year's Eve at like age 7.
Mm-hmm.
It was awful.
Yeah.
But champagne's awesome.
Well, cheap
now.
Shampoo. And, shampoo. Cheap champagne.
Shampoo is awful.
Guys, you ever drank shampoo?
Not a fan of shampoo.
No.
Just because it has fruit on the bottle. The
maybe tangentially with it like dripping down into my mouth, but that's why you lather and then just wick it all back.
Yeah.
I want, what was my fucking point? Shit, I lost
know.
It.
No. But advertising.
No advertising.
Oh, yeah. The so here's what I would do were I suddenly with child. And tell me if this is a bad idea.
Probably is.
Well, hey, let's not jump the gun here. Shit. Okay. So, kids using Linux, obviously, has to happen. Ad blockers on every
That's
device
just the default,
in
obviously.
The house. And you don't even necessarily have to put them on all the computers. There's this fun little project where you can just set up a DNS server for your personal house and anything that is going to travel to an advertising company, bloop, it just drops it, throws it down the toilet.
Toilet.
And then, yeah, it's a real thing. It's what they call toilets in Indiana.
It's a toilet.
And then...
like Target, lady. Target.
The only, I imagine the only exposure that this hypothetical child of mine would have to advertising is TV rips of old shows that I can't find anywhere else.
But if you're doing this just, for your child, you should take the extra day to edit out the ads. That's not that hard.
No, no. Leave the ads in from the old times because those still have charm and they don't pertain
to
anything real anymore.
Yeah. They have the charm of advertising cigarettes to children.
Oh, I have yet to see one of those in
have
one of my TV
Have you not seen,
rips.
Like, old 1980s Marlboro commercials?
Well, I've seen those, yeah,
okay,
but...
Okay, that's exactly
Camel
what I'm talking
Joe.
About.
But not in any of the
yeah,
TV
the
rips
Man.
I have.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'll have... What the hell's the, there's this show that was on the Disney Channel forever ago called So Weird. It's like, okay. Think of it like Teen X-Files, but it's with a band that's touring around the country.
Okay.
And there's no FBI.
Okay.
Wait,
so.
Is there
so it's
FBI?
The exact same thing, but not.
It's the exact same thing, yet different in every way.
In every yeah. single way.
There's just weird shit in it, like X Files. How okay. about I could say it that way, too.
So it's a Monster of the Week type show, and that's about the only similarity.
Yeah, pretty okay. much. And
good, you got it.
Yeah,
spot on.
In these rips that I found of it, they never put it on DVD, they never put it on anything physical, but. Mm-hmm. People just got their VHS recordings that they made of this show and uploaded those.
Okay.
And some of the rips are like really shitty and from Mexico. So
from Mexico. Yeah, the name is different.
Yeah. The show
it's
is called
Sinistro.
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 International. Something like that. And then yeah, sometimes they just didn't edit out the ads out of the fucking tape because who's going to sit there and, like, take a razor blade to those tapes? No, you're just going to put it up on the internet. And it's just, like, a silly ad for, like, what's that shit? I think Floam was on there. You guys
Yo,
remember Floam?
Floam
was the bomb.
Where they built that fucking castle?
Yes.
Yeah.
I never actually built standalone structures
out of Floam. I don't think I ever actually had
I think
any.
What they had is they had a castle and they put Floam around it.
That might have been what happened.
I would imagine that's probably the case. Or like that sticky sand stuff that was the
oh,
same
what
way.
What the fuck was that?
You know what I'm talking
moon
about,
moon sand?
Though,
yeah.
Yes.
Moon sand.
Yeah.
Never had any, yeah. but I think even as a child, I was like, this is a bullshit gimmick.
It just
yeah.
make yeah.
yeah, this shit looks
exactly.
like it sucks.
Mm-hmm. I feel like moon sand is what would come out of a Tempur-Pedic mattress if you slashed it with a hunting knife. And you got an
yeah.
unlimited supply of moon sand.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You know the astronauts use that. That's why they call it moon sand.
Yeah.
They put it in their seat cushions to protect them from the G-forces. Henry, are you learning a lot? What do you think?
Yes. He does have some input. Educational books. He's already learning about things like quantum physics and electromagnetism and all that kind of stuff. So
the important foundations that make this show possible.
Right.
You wait, can tell him stuff like, all right, well, first you can see, and then right after that, the second one, he's like, wait, what comes after one and two?
Well, no, there's...
Oh, that's right, I should teach you how to count.
There's a series of books that Therese found, some of them at Costco, that was, like, blank for babies, and
quantum
it's...
physics.
Yeah, it's, like, a bunch of different science books for babies. They have, like, a rocket science for babies, all that kind of stuff.
Nice.
They had one that was, I want to say it was,
can
like,
I read that?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you can borrow whenever you want.
I think
you want
anyone
to
can read that, Jared.
Optical physics.
Yeah, there was.
Ooh. Oh, come on.
Yeah. There was, like, I think basic, like, energy transfer and thermodynamic type principles and that kind of stuff, where it's, and it's like funny, Teresa laughed at me a little bit or rolled her eyes at the same time, because I was reading it.
I feel like that's the nature of your relationship.
Did you find,
I mean,
a,
you're not wrong.
Did you find a wrong fact in
yes,
one of the books?
Yes, oh, and I corrected it for him.
Please tell me.
Basically, it was saying, oh, this ball has mass, it has energy and that kind of stuff. This ball has no energy. I'm like, well, then technically it can't exist. There's no such thing as zero energy in the universe.
Yeah, that shit don't happen.
If it exists, if it has mass, it by default has to have at least a tiny amount of energy. That's the fundamental basis.
May not have
of matter.
No kinetic energy, but by golly, it's got energy.
I remember right. one time, I was definitely pre-teenaged.
Mm-hmm.
I had some astronomy book that I was really into, and I found an egregious typo in it saying that the moon was like 16 trillion years old. I okay. tried to, and so imagine like 12-year-old me trying to figure out how to contact the publishers and let them know
Renee?
Your book is fucking wrong. Say again.
Is this Catholic school era, Renee?
No, no.
Okay,
this is
I was
going
to say,
that.
Are you writing to them saying that the Earth is only 6,000 years old, so that's impossible?
I don't remember
that's
anything.
That's where the dinosaurs
like,
came from.
I don't remember anything like that
they
being
were put
on pushed
Earth by
on
Satan
me.
To test us.
But really, astronomy was not heavily taught in the Catholic school.
I can imagine.
School.
Yeah.
It was mostly just like.
It's like, hey, that's where heaven is. Moving on.
I remember minute math,
mm-hmm.
which was kind of fun. I got pretty good at that. And. Like there some geography, and I remember when it was the 2000 election was happening, and I wanted Al Gore to win just because I thought his name was cool. Yeah. I didn't even know what Gore meant in the context of like the human body. Al Gore, man, that's a cool word. I'm voting for him. Wait, I'm 8? Fuck, can't do it.
Al Gore, didn't he say he invented the internet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did he ever claim that directly?
I don't know.
He said something along the lines.
It's been attributed to him a lot. Same way it's like, I think he, at one point it's been attributed that he came up with the term global warming.
Oh, yeah.
Even though that's bullshit too. It's like, it's funny. I saw like a popular science article from like 1901 postulating the possibility that continuing to use coal in our factories could potentially lead to adverse climate effects on the Earth, including heating of the atmosphere.
Hey, who did that?
Popular Mechanics in 1901.
Oh, that was okay.
Al
I thought we were
Gore.
Yes, Al Gore wrote it in 1901.
Fucking hell. He looks good
a
for a 120-year-old. Damn. Because yes. I assume he was like 22 when he wrote that.
I mean, probably.
So he's more like 130 something.
140. At that point, do you even keep count? Once I hit 100, I don't even care anymore.
You start over.
Yeah. I'm one. Two,
how old are you?
Three.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys heard
they're
this
like,
one.
What,
but...
you got the Benjamin Buttons? What's wrong with you?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you're at the same point where you're just sitting around just shitting in a diaper all day long.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard this, but Jared's plan is to live to 1,000.
Yeah, I'm going to live to 1,000.
Okay, that's a good plan.
So once you cross 150, that's it? No more counting?
Nah, I'm good. I remember the year I was born.
He's just going to start counting in decades.
Yeah. Like,
it'll be easier
and then
that
once
way.
You hit,
people like, are like, hey, happy birthday. I'm like, oh, shit, it's been 10 years already. Who knew?
I want to know what the hell it's going to be like when you're... You know that... it's not time dilation, but it's just that thing where as you get older, it just seems like the years go faster.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is a year going to feel like to you when you're 500?
Dude, I'm so curious, too.
You'll have to let us know.
Breaking new ground. We'll find out.
Yeah.
I think I'm just going to like eat a meteor and then like jump in some radioactive waste and see where we go from there.
You'll have to like update Renee when his brain is in the computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, dude, happen. I'm still here. Wow, that's great.
He's going to be like...
L-O-L-O-L.
Like those robots from Fallout that are just like a robot body with a human brain floating in a vat in the top.
Yeah, dude.
I'll give you a reinforced vat, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, I would prefer to have the floating brain in the robot body because then you know the thing in that little ball of jello up top, that is definitely me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If I do a transfer to a computer, who the fuck's to say that's really me? That's just a copy of something that used to live in the jello.
Okay,
can't trust that.
Now here's an interesting like Ship of Theseus type thing is if you were to like 3D print a brain, upload your brain to the computer and then do like a backup from the computer into this new 3D printed brain, is it still you?
Oh, God. Well,
I think that'd be the same as making a clone that is identically you in every way down to the memories.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like that. It's like, it's you, but it's not you. But if you died, you would still continue.
Oh,
but you're ending.
It's the ship of Theseus or Grandpa's axe type paradox. You know, the Grandpa's axe one is, you know, you have your grandfather's axe, you're using it for a long time. Eventually the handle wears out, and so you replace the handle with a new handle, it's still at the old head. Then you keep using it for years and years later, and then eventually the head cracks, so you replace the head. Is it still your grandpa's axe?
I've always known it as the farmer's axe.
I've heard it. It's not owned by so many names. It's a very common
one. George Washington's axe. It's Michael Jackson's axe. It's O.J. Simpson's axe. Yeah. No, he used a knife. Who's the one?
Boo.
Lizzie Borden? Was she the an axe?
Yeah. Lizzie Borden took an axe.
There we go.
I thought it was a knife.
No, it was an axe. But the classical one is the ship of Theseus.
Who is the one that did the thing with the ice skates that used to live in Camas?
Tanya Harding.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I still actually kind of want to watch that movie that had Margot Robbie in it.
Yeah.
She played Tanya Harding?
Yeah, and I heard it actually wasn't too bad. It was on Hulu for a while, and I never watched it.
Like doesn't it focus like a lot now on like her background?
Right.
I think
like
her,
she was pretty heavily abused, wasn't she?
Yeah, her mom apparently was a real piece of shit, and apparently it kind of highlights that pretty good. So I do want to watch it, but I'm also kind of
wary.
Do
what you got to do to win. I get
but
it.
But yeah, she used to live in Camas.
Yeah. And she actually, she used to skate at the ice rink at, what was it, Lloyd Center?
Center. Really?
With my dad.
She made that drive regularly?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Did your dad ever hit on her?
Wait, hold up. What?
No, he was too innocent for that.
Oh, okay.
Your dad knew Tanya Harding?
Yeah, skated with her apparently at Lloyd Center.
Yeah. Like he'd skate there.
Dude,
he was a nerd, so he didn't
I was care. At Lloyd Center probably, I think I told you guys about this, but so I was at Lloyd Center probably about a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so we were ice skating there, and I look and I see this girl, she probably was like 10. She's like skating and just like looking down and just doing like perfect laps, never once looking up, and I was like, that's a weird fucking kid. And then later, I look up and I just see her, she like randomly like skate looking down and then just break out in full Fortnite dances and then just like stop and look down and just keep skating.
What the
and
hell?
And I was like, this is the funniest kid I've ever seen in my life. She flossed for three fucking laps.
Just like
non-stop.
Video recorded it and put it on YouTube or something.
Dude, it was amazing. It was the funniest thing I'd ever seen in my entire life.
God damn. Weird, but redeemed.
Weird. Yeah.
Almost immediately.
Just that's by good. Being absolutely hysterical. And like me and my brothers were behind her and we were all fucking howling. Dude, I couldn't breathe. I had to like get off the ice and just like stop and just like bend over and just like hyperventilate.
Yeah, give
for
her
a while.
Like a high five or nothing. Are high fives passe now?
Probably.
Not
I don't know.
Children.
Yeah, no, all kids know what high fives are.
How long
It'll
ago was
on.
This, Jared?
Like a few months.
I was like, because I thought they'd taken the ice rink out of Lloyd Center.
Well, it was there when I was there last.
Maybe it's just a seasonal thing they bring back or something. I don't know.
Glitch in the Matrix.
Maybe, I guess. It's a Mandela effect.
Did
and then we also drove
it?
Around those little carts that they have that like look like animals, and you pay like $5 to drive for 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Dude, the things haul ass.
Yeah.
How do you get rid of an ice rink? Do you just let it melt and turn it into a fountain?
The same rate way you go from having NHL games to NBA games.
Oh, you pave over it. There you go.
It so just is steadily it gone? Gets higher every year.
You just take a whole bunch of, you know, Crisco. You just slather it all over the floor, pour some water on it, and let it freeze.
Yeah.
And then you throw a watermelon on it, and you say, go get it!
Right.
And everybody's, oh, shit.
So did they get rid of it permanently?
I don't know. Maybe this is just something I had heard, because I don't think I've been to Lloyd Center.
Or maybe they took it out and put it back in.
That could be, too.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been to Lloyd Center in probably 8-10 years.
Yeah, no, before that, because this was within the last... I mean, several months, maybe within the last year, but I forget what I was talking about.
Checking in. How's he doing?
He might need to be changed.
Here. Oh, man. I'm just taking this clothes off. Is it too warm? I can crack this open a bit more.
Okay. He's a very warm body, so.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he looks
he's
like
he's a little tomato boy.
Yeah, I guess maybe he's probably
he
running
Jack-Jack
hotter than
will he burst into flame?
What?
Is he Jack-Jack? Will he burst into flame?
Shit.
Not yet. But Jack-Jack was at least a couple months old.
Yeah. He was crawling.
He was eating semi-solid foods.
Yeah, and he was crawling.
Yeah.
Incredibles 2.
Incredibles 2. I still haven't
you
seen
have it.
It?
It's on Netflix.
I haven't seen it.
But I don't think
strongly
I...
Strongly recommend.
I think... Yeah, I'll have to watch it by myself.
It's a fantastic movie.
Yeah, I was curious, because I liked the first one, even though it was a blatant Fantastic Four ripoff. It's the best Fantastic Four movie ever made.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I totally... I didn't
Way
realize
better than
it when
any
it first
of the
came
others.
Out.
Right?
Yeah, no,
what, are you saying the fan four stick wasn't terrible?
I didn't even see the new one because when they were like apologizing for it before they released it, I was like, yeah, no, I'm out.
We watched it horribly drunk at my bachelor party.
Yeah.
I think we only got about halfway through it. Like, they hadn't even left the alternate dimension, negative zone, whatever planet they go to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I remember I kind of like tuned back in about when it was doing like the Doctor Doom, everybody's head exploding walk.
Yeah.
That I'd already seen on YouTube. And then I was like, oh, okay, that's this part.
Yep.
Then you passed out drunk.
I watched the whole thing, man. It was riveting.
It was so bad you couldn't
Was it
stop.
Just like bad acting, bad story, bad what?
It was everything, dude. The only good part was Dr. Doom walking through that hospital, blowing up people's heads, and then everything like else was sequence. Just like wooden acting, people looking the wrong way at things, and then when they were in that alternate dimension thing, Dr. Doom turned into a fucking cartoon character. Like everything, the whole physics just got completely out of whack.
It was very much, I mean, I guess it's a fair comparison. I was going to say, it's going to be something like a Twilight movie where it has actors that aren't bad actors,
yeah,
but the directing, the cinematography, the writing, everything about the movie is just so terrible that even good actors can't salvage it.
They just they got in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong director, and it was just a perfect storm of bad.
Yeah.
Dude, it's rare.
Now I have to watch it.
Yeah, you
I'm
do.
I'm so curious.
Just to hate yourself.
You got a flash drive on you? I'll give you a copy.
I'm fresh out of flash drives at the moment.
Darn. Man, don't you hate it when that happens?
Yeah. Dude, did you hear that? Or I don't know if this is true or not, but Henry Cavill posted on his Instagram.
Let's assume it's true.
So it's probably true. But he says Witcher got renewed for a season 2.
I think that it's already been confirmed, yeah, that they're going to do 2 seasons.
They haven't even dropped season 1 yet.
That's what they did
They
with
bought the rights
else.
To all 7 books. And everything that I've seen in the trailers looks like it's out of the first book.
Okay.
Does it just work like one book per
on
season?
7 seasons?
I'm hoping so. Although, honestly, they could easily do 7 seasons because there's easily a season worth of content in each of the books. Because the first 2 books are like a collection of short stories.
Yeah.
And looking at like the cast list for the first season, it's all characters that show up in that first book of short stories.
Okay.
Which there's some pretty cool, which is funny because then I watched it, I'm like, oh, I bet that this is this short story out of it. Even though I've only read the books once, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that one.
And you're just like,
So it'll be interesting.
I'm just so excited to watch. I want to see Henry Cavill just lop some monster heads.
I'm cautiously optimistic for it. Does it come out like next month?
Yeah, December 20th.
Damn.
I'm not even cautiously optimistic. I'm about it. Let's do it.
Like, it seems like the people that are doing it are very passionate about it. Obviously, Henry Cavill especially.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
shit.
He was going to absolutely just nuts wanting to do that role. Like, apparently he's played all 3 games, which in and of itself is an achievement because nobody's played the first game, it seems like.
Yeah.
Because I've heard
he's read all the books multiple times.
He had read all the books before they'd even been translated into English officially, because the last 2 books only have been translated into English in the last 2 years.
Oh shit, really?
Yeah.
Why did it take so long? Because they got like
they only
made up words in it?
No, because they were originally in Polish.
The show,
and
oh.
They didn't become popular until after the massive success of The Witcher 3. And then it started realizing, oh, we should translate these into English, and then people are flying off the shelves buying them.
I was waiting for the annexation of Poland joke. And it never came.
No, but
I'm disappointed.
But no, it's because it was Andrzej Sapkowski, which I don't know how much he's involved in this, too, because he is one salty motherfucker.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Look, if they bought the rights to the books...
I'm pretty sure they bought the rights to the books.
Then, in that case, he's probably doing a lot better now.
Yeah, although, at the same time, they also bought CD Projekt Red bought the license to do the games.
Yeah.
And, obviously, they take place after the books. But Sapkowski has come out and says, like, no, they're not part of the universe that I created after they've been massively successful.
Is this the author?
Yes.
Doing that? Oh,
well,
boy.
He took what was it you were telling me?
He's of the age and mentality that video games are...
On mic gurgles.
Yeah, video games aren't art and have no creative, merit at all. That there's nothing good about them. They're all just stupid, brain-melting entertainment, and that's it for children. And so he doesn't want to associate, in his mind, his masterpieces with these wildly successful and incredibly high-rated things that, quite frankly, most people probably didn't pick up the books outside of Poland until those games came out.
Yeah, see,
yeah.
That's the only reason I picked them up.
I wouldn't have read any of the books if
it wasn't. Did you actually read them all?
I didn't read them all. I was, what one did I read? It was a collection of short stories, so I don't know.
One of the first 2.
One of the first 2, yeah.
They're actually pretty good.
No, I don't think I ever finished it. I don't even know if I still have it. What happened? I don't remember.
If you need them, I have them all on digital. I can get you a thumb drive with them.
Sounds like this guy's got a problem accepting popularity.
Well, also, didn't he? Didn't they try to offer him like just a one-time thing, and he took it?
They initially offered him basically like, hey, we'll pay you X amount of dollars right now, and then we'll give you a percentage of whatever these games make. Because they were a tiny little studio. They'd made like one little indie game that didn't do all that great. Mm-hmm. And so they had no credits at all. Like their E3 booth for The Witcher 1 was like a little monitor with a like a tiny little... It was like a folding table, two chairs, and like a little PC.
Just like what the author wanted, right?
I don't know, but he basically was like, no, I'll just take a flat fee that it's more than what you want to pay me right now, but I'll just take a flat fee and then wash my hands of it.
Ooh, bad choice, dude.
And because, again,
always take the percentage.
The percentage, well, yes. Stock options, everything.
He still thought that video games are these dumb things that have no merit and they're just, you know, pop entertainment that, you know, children do.
Where the fuck is he living? 1983?
He's like 60 years shit? Old and from Poland.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So he's...
You're not
going to
change that
boomer.
Dude's mind
Polish
ever.
Boomer.
Just give
he's
up.
He's a Polish boomer.
Exactly.
No, apparently there's some artist who worked on Facebook's building or whatever, and he did it like way back in the day when they were first starting up, and he just took the stock option or whatever, the mm-hmm. percentage.
Yeah.
Now he's worth like several hundred million.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And all he did was just spray some shit on the wall.
Right. But yeah,
that shit probably isn't even there anymore. It's just baked into his contract.
Right.
I am cautiously optimistic for the show. I don't want to get too excited because I don't want to build it up to be something that I'll be disappointed with.
Mm-hmm.
But from what I've seen in the trailers, it looks like a lot of my initial concerns have kind of been waived.
Yeah.
Like the Nilfgaardians initially looked like they were going like really dumb with their armor.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it's more regular now, which is kind of cool.
How many
are we
witches...
watching it together when it drops? December
20th. You
want
to come over?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the whole season, right?
Yeah, December 20th.
Tell me how many witches are in it. Because I assume...
Hecka witches.
There are some.
I want to say... I mean, the group of the witches... I forget the name of them. The group of them that kind of... They're cabal.
We'll call them
14 of them. There's 14. There's... I'm not going to go through name
Jared,
them all.
Good on you for knowing what a group of witches is called.
It's a gift.
But yeah, I think there was...
You're,
yeah.
Yeah, no, he nailed it.
There's 14 that are named in the books. And then there's, I want to say, 5 wizards.
That's it? Like, in the world?
Yeah. Magic's not, like, something that just is everywhere. I mean, it's something that exists and is something that people recognize, but it's an uncommon thing.
Okay.
Like, only certain people can actually harness it and use it.
So, like, automobiles in, like, the 40s or something?
Nah.
Only the exclusives.
I'm trying to think of an equivalent, but it...
Or like private jets today.
No, it's more of like only certain people... It's like Jedis.
Yeah.
The Force is everywhere in the Star Wars universe. It exists in the universe that people know about it, but only certain people can actually tap into it and use it and harness that energy.
Hey, speaking of Jedis, have you watched The Mandalorian on Disney Plus?
No, I'm going to wait for the full season and then binge the whole thing.
Oh, what? They don't drop the whole thing?
Nope, it's episode to episode.
They're piecemealing it out.
Yep.
Who does that anymore?
A subscription service that wants you to actually stay on their service for more than a month. Because they're brand new and they need to get those subscribers.
How many episodes
if you sign
are
up
they
for...
doing? Like 13?
I think 9. The last episode drops, I think, the last Friday of the month of the year.
Okay.
Well, Disney Plus is only like $7 a month, and if you sign up through Verizon, they pay your first year free.
I don't have Verizon, and also I'm just going to wait probably until the summer until they get like their full back catalog.
Yeah.
Because they're going to gradually... They're not just opening the vault entirely... as of right now.
I thought they did. I thought that's what they were doing.
They said they're going to. They're slowly but surely releasing things. And they're going to get to the point, I think, by this summer or by this time next year, they're going to have pretty much everything they own.
Okay.
Well, but also,
just
at
remember,
same time, anything I want to watch, I'll just get off the high seas.
I've got a back door to the vault, so don't even worry about it.
No, seriously, everybody has their own streaming service. I'm not paying $10 a month for
it. It's a bubble that's going to pop.
Yeah.
And when it pops, it's going to be bad.
Well,
didn't Hulu team up with Disney?
Disney owns 80% of Hulu and has for a considerable amount of time. That's why they've actually said that things like Deadpool, they're not going to have any R-rated content on Disney+. All their R-rated stuff that they own is going to go to Hulu. So any Fox properties like Die Hard, Deadpool, things like that, they're all going to go to Hulu.
Hulu's going to be the swears and boobies channel.
Yeah. Hulu's going to be hardcore Disney+.
Hey.
Hulu?
Disney++. Plus.
Yeah. Where does Pirates
plus,
of the Caribbean
plus.
Go?
Right.
And then if you turn those pluses on
Disney
their sides,
plus.
X.
If Disney got into the porn industry, that'd be the end of humanity. I'm sorry. Don't let it happen.
They'd
That's
find a way
the
to they'd make more money off of it.
They never would because they would hurt their wholesome image that they've tried That's so hard and sued so many people to maintain.
It's true, yeah.
And I mean, it's worked so far. I still think of Disney in a positive light, despite the fact that they own the world.
You'll get rid of that in like 5 years. We'll wear you down.
Just don't read about the way the Disney treats the city of Anaheim.
city of Anaheim?
Yeah, where
do they own Anaheim?
Oh yeah.
Well, they basically have made deals with the city of Anaheim that they pay zero taxes on the property that they own that Disneyland sits on. They make the city of Anaheim pay them for the parking structure that's technically the city of Anaheim's property.
What the hell?
How the fuck did they swing that?
Because they have more money than the city of Anaheim, and they can buy the entire city if they wanted to.
Fuck yeah.
Jesus Christ.
They have more money than, I mean, God, they have just an ungodly amount of money.
That just reminds me. That just reminds me of these pictures I've been finding of. Here, like, check this shit out.
Yeah.
It's a Mickey Mouse with one eye and a pyramid head inside of a pentagram.
Wait, upside down.
If you find more imagery like this, please send it to me because I think it's very indicative of what's going on down there next to Walt Disney's frozen corpse. Oh, this one's good too. Here we go.
That's horrifying.
Yeah. Give me some more of that, okay?
It's like the Illuminati eyes in his hands.
Yeah. Oh, it's a stigmata. That's okay, what it is.
What the hell's a stigmata?
Stigmata is when you spontaneously develop the wounds of Christ on your body.
That
makes sense.
Fucking horrifying.
Which
what?
Is also...
Yeah.
How does that happen? What is that? Google that.
Here we go. Stigmata.
This is that Catholic school coming out again. No.
Stigmata... In Christianity, are the appearance of bodily wounds, scars, and pain in locations corresponding to the crucifixion wounds of Jesus Christ, such as the hands, wrists, and feet. An individual bearing the wounds of stigmata is a stigmatist or stigmatic.
And I love how they quote a Bible verse and then just write it all in, what is that, Greek?
Yeah, that's Greek.
I mean, to be fair, Hebrew is probably the only older language that they have it in.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. Let's see. Specific cases. St. Francis of Assisi, I know that guy, is the first recorded stigmatic in Christian history. In 1224, 2 years before his death, he embarked on a journey to Mount Laverna for a 40-day fast. The legend states that one morning near the Feast of the Exaltation of the Cross, a six-winged angel appeared to Francis... While he prayed, as the angel approached, Francis could see that the angel was crucified. He was humbled by the sight, and his heart was filled with elation, joined by pain and suffering. When the angel departed, Francis had left with wounds in his hands, feet, and side, as if caused by the same lance that pierced Christ's side. The image of nails immediately appeared in his hands and feet, and the wound in his side often seeped blood. In traditional artistic depictions of this incident, Francis is accompanied by a Franciscan brother.
All right,
It's a black monk, Franciscan brother, and that's the end of the show.
All right, we'll canceled. Be here next week.
No, we won't because we've been canceled now.
Damn. Well, you know,
honestly, if it took this long,
honestly,
I'm surprised.
Canceled shows have the chance to become even better when resurrected. So,
what does Debbie never die?
This can only be a good thing.
Look at Family Guy; they got canceled for a while, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah. Family Guy's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Did you guys get that?
Yeah. That was a sneeze on air.
No, we need to aspire to be like South Park, where we literally get banned from an entire country.
Oh, yeah.
China, right?
Yeah. Like, apparently...
Let's get banned from China.
Technically, officially, they wouldn't broadcast it at all, but there were still avenues that you could watch, like, not full episodes, but enough... The entire episode was broken up into clips.
Nice.
Like, you can watch full movies on YouTube doing that.
Oh, yeah. I love those little tricks that people use.
But then apparently after the whole South Park thing, they went through and sponged their entire internet of South Park.
Yeah. All they had to do was just train a machine learning algorithm to look for paper cutouts of like Cartman's hat and eyes and just erased everything it could detect.
I mean, yeah, they already have good facial recognition software that they use to spy on all their citizens and use social crediting software for.
Yeah, man,
the whole social crediting thing is like scary as
it's
hell.
It's quite creepy. I'm going to opt out of that.
Then
completely.
You won't be able to literally do anything. You won't ever get alone. You won't ever be able to travel. Nothing.
That's fine. I'll just build my cabin in the woods like I've always been planning on doing.
Ted Kaczynski.
Phone to Lake. I got his new book, actually.
Can I come with you?
Anti-Tech Revolution, Why and How.
Oh, yeah. Is it a hard copy or a digital?
It's digital.
Okay.
I am intrigued.
Yes,
and that
very.
Is hilarious that it's digital.
The irony.
It is kind of funny.
The irony is, yeah.
You can print it out.
That's true.
Yeah.
I might do that just to be safe, but that might put me on some
binder.
Kind of list. Yeah, why not? Distribute that shit. Breaking up movies in little pieces, That's how I watched the Super Mario Brothers movie on YouTube.
Was it as bad?
It was quite
It's pretty bad.
I don't know why I finished it. I was just like, well, this has got to get better sometime. Nope, it fucking doesn't. Don't watch it. The end.
It's like, do you finish it and you're like, how did that ever get greenlit?
I don't know, dude.
How did nobody sit down and be like, watch it and be like, yeah, we need to get rid of this.
And if I remember correctly, one of the guys, I think it's the guy who plays Luigi, is the same guy who's the mechanic in the John Wick movies.
Oh, shit.
Oh, really?
Did you guys get that?
Oh, yeah. Did he bubble?
No, that came out of his butthole.
Oh, shit. That was a fart?
That was probably more than that.
Oh, my God. Is that
number two?
That was...
He's looking at me like...
He's very relaxed.
He's like, are you going to do something about it? He has a perpetually traumatized look, and I love it.
What was that?
Oh, speaking of getting around things piracy-wise and all that, who the fuck is that dumbass with the weird haircut and the bad shirts? Jake Paul? I guess he was going to fight somebody. And
His brother Logan fought KSI. He's a YouTuber.
Something like that, yeah.
Anyway, he fucking lost, which is the funniest thing in the world.
I only saw the headline, but I saw that 11,000 people illegally watched the stream watching the reflection off of someone's glasses.
As he watched it. Yep.
Yes. That is really good shit
there. That's fucking phenomenal.
I hope the computers never learn to fool that.
Yep. They're just like, there's nothing we can do about that.
We just got to get more creative with piracy as it goes on, man.
Yep. As long as there's shit, we can get it for free.
I feel like part of the future of piracy is going to be two-way radios or maybe ham radio. You can't use ham radio for piracy as we know it, quote-unquote. Okay. You know what ham radio is. Uh-uh. It's very low-frequency radio. So you can't pick it up on your car radio. It's lower bands than that. Like the waves are huge. They're like meters long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mostly just for hobbyists.
Yeah.
Usually the main goal is to see how far away can you transmit your signal with as little power as possible. And people do all sorts of weird fucking shit to make it work. Like,
dude, isn't it impressive how people can come up with shit when they really want to do something?
Yeah.
Dude, people can get high in prison off of the yeast or the fermentation from the yeast behind the bread maker.
Ew.
It's crazy. That's the only way to get high in prison if you don't smuggle anything.
Wait,
but that's how you figure it out. People can figure shit out if they want to.
I didn't know prisons had bread makers.
I don't know.
That's a big piece of news for me.
Some kind of such thing.
Man, well, okay, so do they just rub the yeast under their nose?
No, I think they just fucking huff it, dude.
That's weird.
Wow, what are you guys talking about?
Bread yeast in prison makes you high.
Something like
just
that.
Just in prison, though?
I mean,
I guess.
It helps.
And what, how can the high be described? Do they compare it to anything?
I don't know. I didn't actually ask anybody about it.
Where'd you hear about it?
From my grandmother. My uncle went to prison, and apparently he told her all about it.
What did he go to prison for, can we say?
Fucking drugs, I think.
Oh, really? With bread yeast. Prison hooch. There's a r/prison hooch on Reddit. Hang on. Get it on the proper view here. All right. So I recently watched a video from The Modern Rogue and was wondering if making basic alcohol was as simple as it looked. In their video, they made a couple teaspoons of regular bread yeast and put it in a bottle filled with 100% orange juice. After that, they just left it to ferment in their warehouse for 2 to 3 days. After a very quick search for Google, it seems that fermenting my own juice could be as simple as taking a 1-liter-ish bottle of a high-sugar juice, adding some teaspoons of bread yeast, and topping it with a balloon for a few days. I also read that adding some sugar could help the alcohol content, and I never found what a good temperature would be. It's just warm. So, would any of you have any tips for boosting the alcohol content and ensuring that the juice doesn't go bad while it sits? P.S. Sorry if I use any terms wrong. I only started looking into this tonight as a fun, maybe one-off experiment. What? I can't believe
it. Wait, go down. All right, so don't use orange juice, use grape juice. And then this guy makes it for a living, so... What does he say?
Do
you have
this guy
sugar,
here?
You'll get add more sugar, you'll get more booze.
We just found a prison hooch subreddit while you were gone.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Let's see. God, I fucking hate. Oh wait, no, it is normal. Never mind. How many people?
You good?
Yeah, I just don't like the new Reddit layout, and anytime I like catch a glimpse of it, I'm like, fuck, I need to change it to old.reddit, but no, I know it was already there. Toilet paper moonshine? Who wants to... Do we want to know about this?
Yeah.
Henry, do you want to know about this? I think he does. Let's check it out.
It's educational.
So for this video, I'm going to be doing exactly...
It's 36
minutes. It's 36
minutes.
Screw you, man.
Eat shit.
Why did Balloon do this? So they're just making it in...
You knew exactly why it would do that. That's why you put the balloon there in the first place, you fucking Nimrod.
Come on, man. There's like 5,000 subscribers here. Hooch primer for noobs.
Hey, that's us. Too much reading. I don't care.
Yeah, we can't really do this. Just know that there's a community of people that are trying to recreate the stuff that people are making out of pure desperation in prison.
How do they get yeast?
You can make alcohol without yeast.
But
yeah, you don't need it.
You just need some sort of bacteria that can produce alcohol by consuming sugars.
All right, well, I'm not a chemist.
Nor am I, so I can't give you an answer on what specifically.
Okay. Neither am I, but I took ninth grade biology. We learned that shit there.
Way to steal the baby, Drew.
Yeah.
Yes. As if it's your kid or something.
Yeah, what's up with that?
He is alert now. Like, he's fighting.
He got a poop, and so now he's like...
Oh, is that what that was?
Oh, it definitely was.
Oh my gosh, Mr. Bendy.
Hey, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Hi. You're not going to remember this.
What's up, Stretch
Wait,
Armstrong?
Unless you are.
Do you have one of those fancy memories?
I'm going to be so surprised.
Can you remember
if you
everything
remember
forever?
This. How do you teach a kid to be gifted? Is that your and Teresa's goal?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, cool. The plan is to beat him until he has a talent.
No. You're going to break his hand so he can
All
play the violin
come
good?
From broken home, so. I'm kidding.
Dang.
It's for your own good.
This is a.
It's because I love you.
This is a long plan you
Let
got
Let me
here.
Love you.
Yeah. Oh wait, give him the Rubik's cube.
Here,
here. This
Solve
is a good
this.
Start.
You have 1 minute.
Can he hold it?
No.
Ah. Wow,
that was kind of me,
Henry.
But
sassy and rebellious.
Damn.
I dig it.
Right.
No. Yeah, he's gonna be a good production assistant.
Yep,
I can tell.
An intern. Oi, Gromit, get me coffee. When you get interns, are you going to call them Gromit?
I don't know if I will because that might be seen as dehumanizing. Gromit's
I
a dog.
I think it's fucking hilarious, so it's fine.
Copyright, so.
Yeah, well, you know.
Plus that makes you Wallace, and he's kind of an idiot.
Hey, I like cheese, though, man.
True.
So I'm already on that train. I'm good with it.
Are you going to make, like, big killer rabbits?
Yeah, why not? I mean,
What's the worst
I need to get
happen?
Started.
What's the worst that could happen, making big killer rabbits?
Nothing really, because I'm pretty sure they'll recognize me as their creator, so they have to follow my orders.
What happens when you have 6-foot rabbits with fangs?
Banicula? What
Night of the Lepus?
Huh?
Banicula.
Night of the Lepus.
Yeah.
You're saying two words that I don't understand.
Banicula?
That's a rabbit
Bunny
with fangs. But it's a tiny man, though. Just imagine... The tiny
it's
man.
It's a book.
I believe you.
It's like
it hurts my brain.
Which is a movie.
Dude, I actually watched
Did
that with
actually?
My brother. It's so fucking terrible.
It looked like it.
Everybody dies in the end.
Zombieland 2.
Literally everyone.
No, Zombievers.
Zombievers.
There's zombie yes. beavers that bite them, and they
no.
slowly go insane, and they grow buck teeth, and then they try to bite them, and then eventually they grow tails. And then one starts slapping the tail on the ground and summoning the rest of the zombie beavers in their direction.
I feel like you're like bullshitting all
no,
of this.
No, I 100%
I could totally see this being real.
No, I 100% watched this fucking movie, and I'm not
Did
joking.
Did Brett Ratner direct this?
I don't remember. All I remember is me and my brother watching it and fucking howling the entire time. It was almost as good as Zombies.
What?
Okay, what the fuck? Is that Zoomers that are zombies?
No, it was
Zombie Bees.
It was a bunch they were in a zoo and a bunch of the animals turned into zombies. Horrible CGI.
Uh-huh.
Which I thought was hilarious going in there because when it says zombies, all I imagine is zombies that are just like fast as fuck. And you got it.
Yeah.
Days later.
So
I'm like, dude, I had a dream about 28 days later.
That's not
this
good.
This was like 2 nights ago. Anyway, so me and a crew, we fought off the zombies because fuck, obviously.
Right.
And we're huddled up in like this big, it's kind of like the Clark Library.
Okay.
But imagine that with no bookshelves and then like just way bigger. And no books or anything?
So okay. An empty room.
Just like a big empty space, like big windows on the walls and shit.
Oh, that's not good.
No,
it was fine. Anyway, so we were hanging out, having a movie night, eating popcorn. And then I walked down like this long area to go to the bathroom. And then there was some zombies just hanging out there. I was like, well, fuck, you guys aren't supposed to be here. And these are like the running zombies, you know, like the scariest ones.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like 28 days later, and I was like,
they're fast in that movie.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it, so
dude, it's actually terrifying.
28 weeks is worse, but still good.
Okay, yeah. I'll get a shot.
But anyways, so yeah, I see these zombies. I was like, oh fuck, you guys aren't supposed to be. He's like, no, it's fine. We're good zombies. I was like, oh sick. Okay, you want to come eat popcorn and watch a movie with us? And they're like, yeah, sure. And then anyways, as we're watching, one of them was like, hey, I got to go to the bathroom or something. I don't remember exactly what he did. And he left, and turns out he was actually bad despite being able to talk. So he went and let a bunch of zombies in. And so we're all running for our fucking lives from these apeshit zombies and like five that are like actually kind of smart. They're like, hey, wait, come back. We won't eat you. I'm like, bull fucking shit. Anyways, that's my story.
Wow, that was a great story.
It scared the fuck out of me.
I bet.
If we get slow zombies, I will be fine. Because I 100% believe that with the knife that I have on me, I'll just be able to get him right in the forehead.
If you come within knifing range of a zombie, you've done something wrong.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I got on me. I don't carry guns in my backpack.
You should learn to avoid that encounter in the first place. That's like survival 101 is avoid any sort of threats.
You know the best.
Oh, yes. No, I can do that.
You don't
but
engage in every single target you possibly can.
You know
can.
The best thing you do with a knife?
Hmm.
You get a big stick and you make it pointy and use it as a spear.
Ah, distance.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically human weapons evolution for the last 2,000 years.
They're like, hey, you know how swords are cool, but spears actually do damage? Let's get spears. And everyone's like, okay.
And any illiterate peasant can use one. That's why spears were always used in medieval combat by people who were just kind of roped up from the farm. They're like, hey, you have a pitchfork? That's good enough. Or here's a spear because it's cheap because it's a little bit of metal, which is the expensive part, on a long piece of wood.
Yeah.
And you don't have to have any skill to have a stick and push it forward.
Mm-hmm.
Versus you have to actually have a decent
I'm
amount of
skill
to
knife,
use like a sword. Actually, swords are actually a considerable amount of skill to use effectively.
I ain't getting rid of that knife, though.
That rides me through. Let's
staying.
Go do a kendo class. Let's learn how to use the
is
blade.
That the one where say, you I'd hit each other like, with bamboo sticks? Hema.
Yeah.
Hema would be fun.
Yeah.
That's the one where you hit each other with bamboo sticks?
Yep.
Well, okay.
With Hema, you actually use, like, blunted longswords.
Yeah.
With padding and face masks. And I was like, that looks fucking sick. And you actually, depending on which school you go to, basically, this is actually kind of a sport that's come out in the last recent years of, like, translating and interpreting, like, 15th century sword fighting technique manuals from a couple different places in Germany, a French one and an Italian one. Mm-hmm. And the different styles actually have different types of moves and different, like the Italian one is much more flowy, more slashes. The German one is
more pokey and stabby.
Had a major poop. It's more redirecting. It's more like Aikido where it's like somebody slashes at you. So you basically block, grab their sword hand, pull it down and slash their head off. Versus the Italians are like, do the cool butcher kind of flail around and slice them to pieces.
Is fencing bullshit in this case?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I knew it. Huh.
Well, fencing is just about points and sticking them, right?
Yeah, but there's so many different rules about how you... like, both people can't attack at the same time. You have to attack, and you have to wait for them to block your attack
there's
before
way
you
too many
can
rules.
Attack. Yeah, it's so far from reality of a sword fight. It's just... yeah.
It'll never work that way in real life.
It's about as close to sword fighting as, like, air pistol is to actually, like, defensive handgun use.
Yeah.
It's not at all.
Yeah.
So.
It's like doing trap shooting versus an actual CQB course in Afghanistan.
See, trap shooting is more akin to, like, going bird hunting.
Yeah.
And that's why you'd see a lot of, like, bird hunting shotguns with, like, trap or skeet or sporting clays. That's why typically a lot of times people that you see that are really good initially are people who've grown up doing like bird hunting.
Yeah.
Because it's just basically tracking something flying diagonal away from you and shooting it. I mean, sounds simple,
it's not.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm a beast with clays when I have a semi-auto shotgun and a lot of bullets. If it's a pump action, I give up.
If the zombies attack while I'm at work, I know exactly what I do.
What's that?
Probably make a spear, like you said, but out of steel.
Yeah.
Instead of wood. We have more of that around.
Just build, like,
out
a killdozer out of one of the fork trucks.
Yeah.
Don't even need to build a killdozer. We have one as is.
You have, like, elaborate. A fully armored... Yes, I'm very intrigued.
Off-road tires?
It's just... okay, so imagine, like, your standard, like, Costco bullshit forklift, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, multiply its size by about 15.
Okay.
This thing can lift 10 tons.
Okay.
Its forks are about 8 feet long.
Is it armored?
It sure looks armored.
Okay, because you know what we're talking about when we say kill dozer.
Oh,
right?
Yeah,
okay.
The guy who built a dozer. Yes. Yeah. No, that fucking was kick-ass. Legend. He should have done more, in my opinion, but he effectively disabled it on
accident,
right? Yeah,
he basically high-centered it where he couldn't go anywhere, so he just decided to kill himself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Better than going to federal prison, probably.
Honestly, that was probably his plan the whole time. He welded himself into it, so...
Yep.
He wasn't expecting to come out alive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I knew that was his plan from the start.
But he lives on in our hearts.
and the list grows longer that we're on.
Wait, what was his name?
His name was Killdozer. What the fuck else do you need to know?
Are we gonna start ending every show in loving memory, Killdozer?
Might not be a bad idea. Let's see, Killdozer Bulldozer. His name, Marvin Heemeyer. That was the guy.
In loving memory, Marvin Heemeyer.
He looks like your average boomer.
Should I make his face the album art? I could do that.
The thumbnail.
No.
Yeah.
Probably should just because he's fucking dead.
Him and Ted Kaczynski just lovingly looking at each other. Since we brought that up too.
Actually, I think Kaczynski probably would have respected him.
Probably.
He didn't use too much like technology that Kaczynski would have seen as like infectious. It was just like welding and combustion engines and shit. Right. He didn't like shoot people with lasers.
No, it was just an armored tractor.
He didn't even shoot anybody except himself.
Right.
So yeah, him and Ted, best friends.
Oh yeah, that's right. The basement, the floor to the basement of this hardware store gave out and lodged the Killdozer. That's why it stalled or stopped.
He crashed into his own hardware store?
No. I'm just reading the last sentences. His rampage concluded with his suicide after his bulldozer became trapped in the basement of a hardware store he had been in the process of destroying.
Got it. Okay.
What, go to the fate of the bulldozer because I don't actually know what happened to it.
Ooh, good idea.
Ooh.
April 19, 2005, the town announced plans to scrap Heemeyer's bulldozer. The plan involved dispersing individual pieces to many separate scrap yards to prevent souvenir taking.
Yeah, I want the blade of that bulldozer.
Yeah, I want a list of the scrap yards and then we go diving.
Mm-hmm.
All right? We use some radar imagery.
Get the tetanus shots.
You know a guy with a radar, Jared, who's probably still in the service? Probably. I think you do.
I think for radar, I think
that
Andrew...
wasn't a baby's head whacking the microphone.
No, that was my knuckle.
Okay.
Okay.
They sound very similar. Not that I'd know what a baby's head hitting
knuckles
a
and baby's
like.
Head hitting somebody's
we do it all
face.
The time.
It just sounds like an orange hitting a steak. Sounds like Indiana Jones punching a bad guy. Henry, you want to sign us off?
What are your thoughts on Killdozer, Henry?
Oh, he was a cool guy.
Man, strong opinions.
In loving memory.
Shit, I think we got to wrap this up.
About
Let's
that
see.
Time.
Yeah, in memory of Killdozer, I suppose. Yeah, his name is just going to be Killdozer. I'm not going to remember Heemeyer. What the hell kind of name is that anyway?
In loving memory.
Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGFRadio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not even watching too at TGFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes, RSS, and Spotify are at TGFRadio.com. Closing statements around the table. Whoever wants to
Happy
go first.
Happy birthday, Laura.
Happy birthday. Yes.
Oh, it is her birthday?
Yeah.
Thank you for making this show possible by...
having Renee
bringing me here. Yeah, thanks a bunch.
It was one of your better accomplishments,
I think. So
anybody else, we good? Oh fuck, I'm so sorry.
Go ahead, try it again.
I muted it while you were gone.
It's been good to be a part of the real world for a little bit.
Yeah, it's
hell
good
yeah.
To get out of the house. This is the first time we've been to Woodlands since he was born.
My god, happy to break that streak. Hopefully you guys can come back next week. If not, we understand. That is a fussy guy and he needs a lot
he's
of things.
So cute, though.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
I love
not
him
bad
already.
Laws, needs are met.
All right, we'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.
See ya.